This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is coming to the defense of presidential candidate Donald Trump for his actions centered around January 6th. McCarthy said that he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible, asking what criminal activity he did. He also suggested that Trump told people to be peaceful. The comments come after Trump received a target letter regarding a Department of Justice criminal investigation into January 6th. Trump claims Biden's Department of Justice has been weaponized against conservatives, religious sectors, and parents at school board meetings. Tampa General Hospital in Florida says a criminal group has stolen confidential information of about 1.2 million patients, including Social Security numbers. The Tampa Bay Times says the hospital detected unusual activity on its computer systems in late May. Letters will be going out to patients whose information may have been compromised, offering credit monitoring and identity theft protection. This comes less than 2 weeks after an HCA Healthcare cyber attack, which affected about 11 million patients. The U.S. government is cutting off funding for the Wuhan lab in China.
The latest comes from a memo at the Department of Health and Human Services. It said the Wuhan lab likely failed to comply with safety protocols and failed to provide timely information to the U.S. government. The Chinese facility is at the center of a theory that COVID-19 leaked from the lab in late 2019, triggering the global pandemic. The U.S. intelligence community has yet to reach a conclusion about that. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa summit next month. That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The wife of the suspected Gilgo Beach murderer is filing for divorce. Court filings show the wife of Rex Huerman filed for divorce in Suffolk County Supreme Court yesterday afternoon. The filing comes as investigators continue to search their South Shore Long Island home and his storage unit for more evidence. Huerman is charged with three murders and is the prime suspect in a fourth. Loan applicants are being rejected in record numbers.
The rejection rate for loan applicants jumped to 21% in the 12 months through June, the highest level in 5 years, according to the latest edition of the Fed survey, which is published every 4 months. Overall, credit applications declined to the lowest level since October 2020. The rejections have been broad-based across age groups and highest among those with credit scores below 680. For auto loans, the rejection rate climbed to 14.2%, exceeding the application rate. Almost one-third of auto loan applicants expected that their loan would be rejected. I'm John Schaefer.
Two souls are dead and others were injured after a pre-World Cup shooting in New Zealand.
Police say it happened inside a building in Auckland, New Zealand, Thursday morning local time. The Women's World Cup was set to kick off on the same day nearby. Authorities are calling it an isolated incident, though, not a national security risk. In addition to the two people who were killed, the suspected shooter is also dead, according to police. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, I don't know what the mindset of the left is, the radical left. You know, the corruption is so obvious and it's being so exposed right now. And on top of that, the standard bearer is so compromised. I mean, it's embarrassing. I would say that if he was even cognizant at any level to be aware, he might even be a bit ashamed of how he's representing the office of the United States of America as the president. And the left has just got to be freaking out here and sensing, whoa, you know, the clock is starting to run out on us. We have a mentally impaired representative who's in charge that we're counting on. And, you know, the FBI is exposed for their shenanigans and corruption. We've got whistleblowers and others that are, you know, probably on the brink of exercising as much courage as these two IRS whistleblowers demonstrated yesterday, that are just frustrated. They're just normal, everyday people, Grover Norquist, like you and I, that just want to go to work. We want to be productive and do a good job. But they're mired, sadly, in a bureaucracy and a corrupt government. And they probably feel like they're living a nightmare. And here they are dedicating, you know, decades of their life to a profession that they love, and they're putting it all on the line. I'll tell you, I have high regard and respect for these two credible whistleblowers and others that are standing in the wings and getting ready to tell their story as well, and how frustrating it must have been for them to be involved all these years with such a corrupt agency.
Yes, as we talk about, you know, the horror of 87,000 more IRS employees, your point, there's some people there who are trying to do their job. And they understandably are scared when the IRS was used by the Obama administration to destroy the Tea Party movement, to say no conservative group for 3 years. I'm sorry, one conservative group in 3 years was able to be incorporated, therefore being right, have a bank account and organized as a little political organization. And the IRS itself said no to that movement and crushed it, destroyed a political movement. Talking about tampering with elections, this was the IRS agency under the orders of the president, because the president, you know, they were spending more time going in and out of the White House, the head of the IRS, than any other IRS person had. What in the world does the IRS have to be there?
Exactly.
Thoroughly politicized. and nobody came forward. No one came forward and said, this is terrible, this has to stop, look what I've learned. They moved a whole little division up into Ohio.
Exactly.
And all this stuff, so it wouldn't be in D.C. But, you know, I suppose they tried to keep it as quiet as possible, but there had to be a number of people who knew what was going on. It wasn't a complete secret, and nobody blew the whistle. No one blew the whistle. Here, we have at least two people. One of the reasons they blew the whistle is there's a Republican Congress, and they advertised and said, if you know of problems in the government that are not being addressed by your superiors or you're being asked to do something corrupt or wrong, let us know in Congress, and we can do a hearing, and we won't tell anyone your name. And these two brave people come forward, and there have been some others in other zones, and they get harassed, they get bullied, you know, no one will talk to them. I mean, it's all the sorts of things. That's why the previous would-be whistleblowers in the Obama administration never surfaced. Think of how many people, you know, out of fear did the wrong thing. And, you know, they've got jobs and a family to feed and
well, of course.
You know. You don't,
well, they definitely came out for Trump, though, Grover.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that is different because on the left, they view themselves as working not for the American people, but for the left agenda.
Right.
And you have, whether they're inside the government or outside the government, it's pretty much the same thing. You have thoroughly politicized people in the administration. The folks at the FBI that were, you know, telling lies in order to get investigations going.
Exactly.
Forging documents. They got caught forging documents doing this. And yet, people didn't blow the whistle on them. There had to be an investigation that got started above them and came down. So there weren't a lot of heroes back then. There aren't many now. But every time we protect these two brave people, the next two, the next four, the next 100 will be easier.
Well, but the only problem is you can only do so much to protect them. If there's no consequence and there's no justice, Grover, and these guys get away with it just like they did during the Trump administration, and they've gone all along, you know, if you're on the left, you're protected. If you're a conservative, you're toast. And you might as well just fold your tent, go home, and, you know, go back to your old job or something, if you can find one, because you're going to be so blackballed, you know. But if you're a liberal, then you're covered. You get away with it. You get a cushy job working for CNN, a book deal, and some other, you know, things. Plus, you get your retirement on top of that. So you've done all this damage to America. To America, you've done this damage, wholesale damage, and you get away with it. And so it's no wonder why whistleblowers go, well, why should I stick my neck out there? These guys, there's not going to be any judgment on these guys. Nothing's going to change.
Well, but the most important thing they need to know is that they can't be damaged, and these people are being protected. They can't fire them now. They can't do the things that they'd like to because they've become public, because they're so credible. You know, at first they'll always say, oh, it must be some MAGA, you know, person in the government, all three of them. But we now learn that the most recent guy is a Democrat, you know, long-time Democrat and a long-time bureaucrat, somebody who joined the bureaucracy knowing what he was signing up for, who was tired of being lied to.
Well, they got quiet when the one guy goes, well, I just want you to know I'm a Democrat and a homosexual. And so it was like, oh my God, this guy just checked two of the big boxes here. What can we do now? And you know, but the injury in a direct level, I mean, he's got to make new friends. I mean, he might as well be on witness protection right now. The way, you know, yeah, his job's covered. He's gonna, you know, continue to be paid and covered in that way, but I mean, decades of relationships are going to be, you know, flushed down the toilet. How many of the people around, you know, around the IRS are going to come alongside and say, hey, look at them, you know, thank God, you know, just between me and you, you know, I don't want to see anybody telling you this, but, you know, it took a lot of courage to do what you did, and I have respect for you. But, you know, by and large, you know, they're pariah within this bureaucracy that's so well established. That's, I mean, I think it's tough.
If they were left-wingers, they would all get positions at universities.
Right.
The woman who lied and attacked Thomas, and at the time it happened, when people were watching it on TV, two-thirds of African-Americans, two-thirds of women didn't believe her, did believe her.
Exactly. Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there on the other side. More from Grover Norquist after this.
Is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Grover Norquist there. He is the Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover, I understood you spent a little time in Oklahoma, huh?
I did. The governor there and the Republican and Senate leadership are looking to move to a single rate tax on their income tax. They have a graduated income tax. 19 states have a flat rate. Seven of those flat rates are zero, which is my favorite flat rate.
Right, exactly.
But the other 12 are, but a single rate tax is easier to reduce because you look everybody in the eye and say, we're going to go from 4 to 3.5, and everyone goes, sounds reasonable. But in North Dakota, had a lot of time and effort to go from 7 rates down to 2. Because you can imagine, if there's 7 rates, you go, well, wait a minute, how come? I think Mary seems to be getting a bigger tax cut than me.
Right.
Do you know? How do you know? It's much too complicated. So once you get to a single rate tax, then the question of should taxes go up or down become about taxes and not about envy and, wait a minute, is somebody getting a little bigger piece of pie than I am?
Exactly.
So they want to go to a single rate tax, and then the zero looks very good. They could be like the 13th state to get to a flat rate tax, and then on to zero.
How are these states doing, Grover? You know, post going down to zero or a flat tax rate. I observe and see this as a positive move. Is the general consensus of these states that have done this a positive move in starting? I mean, it's going to be very difficult to affect the blue states because they're so ideologically fixed. I mean, they see it as giving away money. This is like, this throws them into the fetal position, so they can't even begin to comprehend this. But for the other states, the red states that are doing this, my understanding is that this has been a very successful move for them.
Well, yes, we know this to start with because those states that are at zero now and have been for decades, those states are doing extremely well. Florida is now a larger, higher population state than New York. Which was not true when I was growing up. Tennessee is going gangbusters, and as is Texas. And the states next to these states are not necessarily doing well. It's not the beaches in Tennessee or the weather in Texas that people are moving to. The big state people leave is New York. Well, New York and California.
California,
weather
right.
doesn't get any better than California. This theory the left has grabbed, it's not the zero income taxes, it's the weather. That's why people leave Palo Alto, you idiot. nobody leaves California because of the weather. I mean, maybe somebody lives in Death Valley, but I think they've already moved it.
Right.
He was living in Death Valley. But on the coast, are you kidding? The weather doesn't get better. Taxes are 13.5% top rate. That's a little bit much. The other proof of the pudding is that five states recently, in the last 2 years, have moved to a single rate tax. North Carolina has been for 12 years moving towards zero. I think they'll get there in the next 5-6 years. South Carolina announced they're going to go to zero. Not only that, but the governor, McMaster, who was committed to going to zero, the Democrat who ran against him in the election in 2022 also said he wanted to go to zero. So you have both parties in that state saying we're going to zero. Kansas came within one vote of going to a single rate tax. They needed 2/3 to override the Democratic governor. So that's tremendous consensus there. Arizona went from a 4.5% top rate down to 2.5, and now they're going to go on to zero through the initiative process. Iowa went from a top rate of 8.6% to 3.99%. And they're going to zero from there when they get the single rate tax there. Nebraska next door was at 6.8%, and they're going down to 3.9%. They're right next to Iowa. It's going to 3.99%. And they're going to 3.9%, lower than Iowa. And then they're going to zero as well. It's a very healthy competition. Kentucky has voted to go to zero. West Virginia has voted to go to zero. This is Mississippi that has started. They've gone to a
where are they? And so where are they making up the money, Grover? I mean, okay, so they're giving it back to the people, and no state tax. So how are they adjusting? Are they just doing the smart thing and saying, hey, look, we can make the adjustment, still make this run, and whatever we're getting back from the feds will more than make up for it. Is that the thinking?
No, they're not using federal funds. They're specifically only looking at ongoing funds so that they don't, when the feds stop throwing so much money, when the feds finally decide COVID was a while ago, stop throwing cash around, they won't be surprised. Here's what they're doing. They're limiting spending. So they're not raising other taxes, they're reducing spending moving forward. Not right. chop your head off 10% across the board thing now, but rather mm-hmm. instead of growing at 6, 7, 8% a year, they say we're not going to grow any faster than the wages of the people in our state. How about that?
Wow.
The government shouldn't grow faster than people's income. That sounds pretty reasonable. If you mm-hmm. do that, if any state did that for 20 years, you could get rid of the income tax. Because right now, the state budgets are growing faster than people's incomes. And the income tax grabs so much money and throws it out to be spent. Because the income tax always grows faster than people's wages in present mm-hmm. structures. So you just keep taking the rate down, and they use triggers, right? So mm-hmm. if there's a recession, then this year it wouldn't trigger a rate cut. But as revenue comes in and you look at it and say, gee, revenue's coming in faster than we are going to be spending mm-hmm. it, so we now reduce the rate by a quarter of a point or a tenth of a point or half a point. They moved in a year and a half in Arizona to go from a top rate of 4.5 to 2.5 because revenue, the economy was growing so quickly, they could do that.
Yes, exactly.
Another state might not be able to move as quickly as Arizona did. But in North Carolina, which has been doing this longer than any others, they made all the mistakes people make at the first thinking, oh, well, we'll move it over to the sales tax. People don't like that. No, you won't.
yes.
Don't raise the sales tax and just bring the income tax down slower, not tomorrow,
right.
but just every year in 12 years, they've been bringing it down from being the highest in the region to where they're getting down towards one of the lowest in the region, and they'll be at zero. They will have zero corporate income tax in the next 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line is common sense can happen, right? And that seems to be the case here, which is great. Look, we only got about 2.5 minutes left, and I did want to also talk about about religious liberty issue that you ran into serendipitously while you were there in Oklahoma. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, it's a real tragedy. A so-called Republican who's the Attorney General in Oklahoma is attacking a charter school that's been approved to be run by it's a parochial school, it's a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm. Catholic school, right.
With people go and the kids go if they want to, and the money that would otherwise be going to their public school go to this school. Gentner Drummond, D-R-U-M-M-O-N-D, Drummond, used to be a Democrat, switched to become Republican, got elected Attorney General by 1 percentage point, and now is believed that he wants to run as a Democrat, so he's suing.
He's confused.
He's going back to he fought a school that wanted to say you can't have pornographic stuff in school for people less than 10 years old, and he said, you can't do that, and of course they can, but he really kind of tipped his hat on how he's with the teachers union agenda, not parents. And here, this guy's opposing and trying to stop. He threatened the people on the committee that said, yes, you can be a charter school. So some of them felt they had to leave because he was so vicious in his threats that they'd be sued and people would destroy them. Not a very helpful project line there. But the governor, Governor Stitt, is a strong supporter of religious liberty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's moving forward to protect charter schools for people of any faith.
Well, this has got to be tough when you got somebody who's a Democrat and he converts over to Republican for political convenience only to chameleon himself back again to his roots, right?
Yep, and that he seems to be showing his true colors a little earlier than perhaps he should have.
Well, this is the thing about the truth. You know, it does have a way of finding its way out and exposing the liars, doesn't it? Grover Norquist, thank you, sir. Take care.
And businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems
problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is coming to the defense of presidential candidate Donald Trump for his actions centered around January 6. McCarthy said that he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible, asking what criminal activity he did. He also suggested that Trump told people to be peaceful. The comments come after Trump received a target letter regarding a Department of Justice criminal investigation into January 6th. Trump claims Biden's Department of Justice has been weaponized against conservatives, religious sectors, and parents at school board meetings. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa summit next month. That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Guess what? We've got Jordan Goodman. Yeah, lucky us. I'm telling you, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance, and he's here to report on the, you know, the crazy administrative state. It continues to just bloom out of its skull, Jordan. I don't know what it's going to take. How do we kill this thing?
Well, we don't kill it, but piece by piece. So the latest situation is in the Federal Trade Commission. Mm-hmm. And the antitrust division of the Justice Department, who've been suing to prevent mergers, and they've been losing time after time after time in the courts, and they're still going to keep doing it. So last week, the big deal was Microsoft put in a $75 billion bid to buy Activision Blizzard, the big video game publisher, mm-hmm. a year and a half ago. And they've been battling in the courts, and the court just decided Microsoft can go ahead and complete the merger against the FTC's allegations that it was anti-competitive. This is what's called a vertical merger. Now, mm-hmm. they're not in the same business. Activision makes the games that go on to the consoles, the Xbox that Microsoft made. They're not
right.
They're not like both in the console business, so it's considered a vertical merger. Mm-hmm. And usually, vertical mergers have been approved. Other administrations have not objected, for the most part, to vertical mergers. They've objected to horizontal mergers, which
exactly.
companies are in the same business. So there's another one going on right now, which is JetBlue wants to buy Spirit Airlines. They're in the same
right.
business as airlines. But again, you have four major competitors, American and Delta and Southwest, and having a stronger fifth player may be mm-hmm. beneficial to consumers instead of having two smaller players. Mm-hmm. So they're going to oppose that too. But the courts have been slapping them down left and right. And they're going to continue to bring these cases. But I think a change is coming here. I think companies are going to say, well, the court's overruling them. Let's go ahead and do mergers that make sense, which they've been holding back on because they were worried.
Exactly. Well, and you would think that, well, but again, this progressive leftist government, you know, they're just hell bent, you know, on having it their way. Regardless, I mean, because is there any really justification for them to deprive this merger with Microsoft, as you say, this vertical merger? I mean, is there anything that we're missing that you say, okay, I can understand why the FTC would do this?
Well, the argument they were making would be Microsoft would withhold the Activision games from other platforms like Sony and Nintendo and so on. And in the court hearing, the CEO of Microsoft explicitly said and pledged, no, we're going to allow Activision games to be used on Nintendo and Sony and so on. It would make no business sense.
Exactly.
To take games away from huge platforms. So we hereby pledge that we're not going to do that.
Right.
That just completely undercut the FTC's argument.
Yeah, exactly. It's, oh, wow. So so what's the prospect on this JetBlue Spirit merger?
I think it's going to go through. The government's going to fight it, as they fight all mergers. But I think there's a strong case to be made. There's already been a lot of mergers, tremendous amount of mergers in the airline business. And you talk about monopolies. I mean, there's the four big ones are, you know, have, what, 80% of the market, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think, and JetBlue and Spirit are kind of, I guess you'd call them low-cost airlines relative to the big guys. And combining them is going to make a stronger deal. Remember, Frontier was trying to buy Spirit, and JetBlue outbid them for it. I think it makes sense to have a combined JetBlue-Spirit. And they're going to... You know who's going to get rich on this is lawyers, okay? Lawyers spend lots of time and money battling the government, but I think they're going to win, ultimately. But it'll be a two-year battle, as it always is. I just wish the government were a little bit more understanding of the realities. I mean, airlines is a global business today.
Exactly.
And they're competing against all these national carriers, you know, British Airways and China Air and Air France and so on. So... you got to be big to survive.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, when you have people making decisions that do not understand business, you know, business 1A, and they're making business, you know, business decisions that are anti-business. I mean, gosh, what do you expect? I mean, and this has been the problem with this, you know, this government of ours, where they're just overreaching, and this administrative state that we have that just wield an incredible amount of power. Because I would think that, you know, based on the spirit of our Constitution and our founding fathers, we want and need a government that, you know, that is a minimalist. You know, they find ways to be minimally involved, but in this case here, the administrative state is, you know, trying to add to their significance somehow, and the more involved they get, the more messed up it gets.
Right.
That seems to go hand in hand for whatever reason. I don't know.
But in this case, there is an alternative, which is the courts, and the courts have been overruling the administration.
Yes.
I mean,
thank God for that.
Antitrust, but look at what's happened with some major decisions. Abortion, right? They overruled Roe versus Wade, which the administration was against. The student loan forgiveness, the court overruled Biden on wanting to forgive $400 billion in student loans. Affirmative action. I mean, there have been major cases here that the administration has lost and lost and lost and lost. So they're not getting the message, but there is a court that can reverse some of these things.
Right. And of course, then you see what's happening with student loans, for example. The Biden administration says, okay, all right, so you shot that down. We're going to find an end around. And, you know, and so whether it's that or, you know, the Dobbs decision, it's going to the states. Okay, they're, you know, they're fighting on a local level. And they're really, what they're doing, it's so divisive, Jordan, that what I'm concerned about, it's us against them. It's the blue states against the red states. And you look at what's happening in blue states versus red states. Red states right now seem to be prospering much more than the blue states. I mean, you have this silly deal that came down from New Jersey. What? They're going to go electric. The governor says, oh, we're all electric. 2035, 100% electric. It's like, wait a minute. You don't even have the infrastructure. But that's his dictum from on high that's coming down on the folks in
California.
New Jersey.
Thing from California.
Exactly.
We don't have enough lithium and graphite to make that many electric cars. It doesn't exist in the universe. Okay.
See, and all these blue state folks, they're telling the red state people, hey, stay red because that's about as far as we can go is get to your state, and maybe you can give us a ride to get us on the other side here. Because, you know, there's not going to be enough charging stations.
Example.
Yeah, it's
nice
a joke.
To command from on high and say everybody has to have electric cars, but the infrastructure doesn't exist, the metals don't exist, it just doesn't exist, and you can't, and we're talking about 12 years from now, of completely turning over the car inventory, not going to happen, folks, but that doesn't mean they can't command it from on high.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact that how much more beholden do we become to the communist Chinese? A country that wants to replace us, right? Exactly.
All the rare earth minerals come from China, about 97%. That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just hold the gun to our own heads here in the process. Oh, Lord have mercy.
They don't get the message. They keep challenging these things, even though the courts keep slapping them down. And I just think the antitrust is a good example. They're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep challenging these things and keep losing it in the courts.
They just want to defy gravity. But, you know, I guess what we ought to do is just sit back and just watch these knuckleheads just bruise themselves up. And, you know, whatever we can do, if we can isolate their craziness somehow, if that could be possible, you know, it could be a good observation. We'll just put them in a three-ring circus. And we don't even have cell tickets. We don't have cell tickets. We just let people come and go, hey, yeah, you see our president right there? Yeah, he's the one that doesn't know where to exit. Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, you got the idea. You got the idea. And business, I think, is really going to be emboldened now that they've lost so many times in court to do mergers, which makes sense. I mean, I'm against monopolies. I agree.
Yeah.
We now have John D. Rockefeller own 100% of the oil. That was a monopoly, and that should have been broken up. I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're talking about here are not monopolies. In many cases, they're better for consumers. I mean, I think the Microsoft-Activision combination is going to come out with more better games and better consoles as a combination. And Sony and Nintendo will do just fine. So there are times when mergers do make sense, and I think that's one of them.
Well, without a doubt. Jordan Goodman, how can people be in touch with you?
My email is jordan@moneyanswers. I'm always glad to help your listeners, Bill.
Appreciate you, pal. Take care. Have a good one.
Very good.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? You didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. Ted Baer. Lucky us, huh? He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, as I said before, I think you're wonderful, and it makes my day better.
Oh, my goodness. You always know how to bless me, and it's I tell you, this is the thing about you and I. It is very mutual. I it's always an honor. I always look forward to our time together, and I miss you on those days when I miss you.
I'm glad. Well, that's 6 days a week. I'm getting worried about this whole relationship.
Well, you know,
always come up to Camarillo, California. You know,
well, you know, that's my old that's my old stomping grounds. There, you know, I grew up in Ventura County. Yeah, exactly.
It's a suburb of Hollywood. Well, the surfing's better near San Diego, so that's it.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, look, we've got some movies to review here. Tell us about the Snoopy Show. Now, this is season 3, right?
Well, the reason we're talking about streaming is because there are not a lot of movies coming out because there's a strike going on.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
that's the problem. The Snoopy Show is good. And Charles Schulz was a friend of mine, or acquaintance, when I was head of the organization that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on CBS television. We used the same animator, Bill Melendez, and he was a communist. He was a wonderful guy, but he was a communist. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying, "You and Schulz are keep trying to evangelize me." So that's what you do when you're a Christian. But the Snoopy Show is clean and wholesome, funny stories of friendship. It's just... Snoopy is a great character, and it has a lot of positive influence. It teaches kids to love their neighbor, and it teaches them to be loyal and good friends. And he gets into adorable problems and gets in and loves to dance. I mean, what could you dislike about the Snoopy
exactly.
Show?
Yeah.
By the way, I should tell you there's upper Snoopy moon.
There's what?
He's a dog. Okay. I've got two of those characters in my backyard.
And they don't wear clothes. They just run, free. That's it. No clothes.
That's it. Watch out. There's some.
That's why we love dogs. They're free to be me. Yeah, exactly. You talk about evangelism. Ted, you live life as an evangelist. I mean, it's a lifestyle evangelism. People see that there's something special about you, and that's the goal of all of us who believe. Is that we don't have to say anything. We just live the gospel in such a way that it is an endearment and an invitation for all because they see something that you have that they don't, and they want to know how they can get it, right?
That's exactly right. And we're pretty overt about it, too, on the Movie God side in our meeting with executives. I had one star yesterday who was complaining about, he's claiming that he came to Christ. I'm trying to get him baptized. He was complaining about Christians for being pro-life and the, you know, anti-abortion ruling from the Supreme Court. And so I sent him a lot of, he says he reads my scriptures every day, so I sent him the scriptures about God designing us and creating us in our mother's womb and all those wonderful scriptures, because God seems to say that he's created us, thank God. I'm glad I didn't create myself.
And he also is quite clear in the choices that we should make. You know, life is a choice, and what we're told is what is before us at any instant is life or death. And he doesn't leave it up for a lot of discussion, because quite quickly he says, choose life. That's what you want, right?
Choose life. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to reach him. It takes a while for some people for the penny to drop that God is in control.
Yeah. Well, the Holy Spirit is powerful. The Holy Spirit is faithful to hover over the insanity. And the fact that he's even to the point where he can say, hey, I believe, well, you know, it's just, you know, even like for us, Ted, in some cases it was a process. And, you know, and here we are all these years later, and God is so faithful that, you know, I read the Bible and I go, wait a minute, I've read this part hundreds of times. How come I didn't see it, you know, years ago? And now today I'm seeing it. It's just the nature of his revelatory word, right, in our relationship.
Oh, he speaks to us all the time. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And,
that's so cool.
You know, we can talk about this all day, because
I'm
reading a book, The America's Book, and Mark Knoll, and talks about, you know, slaves who were told that the law was that you couldn't read the Bible. And one wanted to read the Bible because they heard, you know, the woman of the house reading the Bible, and started struggling with it and said, God, reveal it to me. This happened a couple of times. It happened also with Sojourner Truth. And he went to sleep at night, and an angel showed him what he was saying, and he learned how to read the Bible. He memorized passage. He became a great preacher. So we don't want to talk about that, because it's the power of the Holy Spirit, and we got to talk about Muppet Mayhem and the rest of it.
Okay. Now, how is that? We go from talking the Holy Spirit to Muppet's Mayhem. Only Bill and Ted. I mean, this is Bill and Ted's Wild Adventure Part 2. Go ahead.
That's excellent adventure for Muppets.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Muppet's Mayhem.
Well, Muppet Mayhem, it's a plus one. Now, it's got a little bit more, there's nothing edgy in it. I mean, there's, you know, once upon a time, I had just been on the Jim Dobson show. I was talking to a church that he goes to. This was a long time ago when he was head of Focus on the Family. And a woman called in, another show I did, and said, but they lied on the, you know, the television program that he does, and et cetera. I said, well, you have to have conflict. So here the conflict is that Nora, an ambitious record label assistant, tells the Muppet Band that she's in charge, which she's not, and tries to get them to record because she likes their music. And so she has to learn to repent. You have to learn to stop lying, which is all good things for children to hear. But we put it as a plus one instead of a plus two, which we put for Snoopy, because Snoopy doesn't even do that. I mean, he just dances. So Mayhem is very good.
You mentioned the strike, the SAG-AFTRA strike that is taking place. And so how do you think this is going to affect the future of the entertainment industry, Ted?
Well, it's already affecting it. I mean, you got two negative movies coming out that we put minus three or minus four, Barbie, which is atrocious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which will probably make money, but it shouldn't. And Oppenheimer, which, you know, Oppenheimer was a communist. His brother was a card-carrying communist. I came out of that world. There were a lot of those people at Los Alamos who were giving secrets to Russia. And what did that do? That just kept Stalin in power in Eastern Europe, so he could kill more than, according to Black Book of Communism, which comes from the Soviet Union, and he killed more than 60 million people. So, because, you know, it's ontological materialism. It doesn't matter. So Oppenheimer is not one of my favorite people. And the movie makes him the center of the movie. It doesn't make him a hero. But anyway, that's, you know, that strike meant that the stars of the movie had to walk out on the premiere because the strike started. There are a lot of movies that are not being made. NBC Universal is being sued by the Writers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild. They can't make anything. So
right.
I don't know what we're going to talk about for the next couple of months while they're not making movies, releasing movies, or doing it. The good news is independent films have been given a reprieve, and the first one they said could continue shooting was The Chosen.
Chosen,
and
exactly.
The other ones were Christian films. So I am extremely happy that the Writers Guild and the Screen Actors Guild have said that these independent films. So maybe this is the big breakthrough. You know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But I do know that the only things shooting now are Christian streaming series and films. And that might be a great blessing for them because there's still an audience out there. And
without a doubt.
Audience is not going to see the big films.
Well, Ted, you know, the other thing to consider here is look what's happening with the, you know, with the Sound of Freedom, huh?
Yeah, so it's wonderful because the filmmakers are friends of mine, and a lot of the people, Jim Caviezel lives a few miles away and comes up to see us and does, and he's extremely happy, and he went through H-E-double-L because everybody disowned him in Hollywood for becoming so active as a Christian. So this is all very good. It's now tracking as the number two or three film of the year, and it's good. I mean, look, the worst thing you can do with a movie, and I say it in every one of my books, is biographical criticism. There's a lot of criticism you can make for Tim Ballard and the rest of it. But if you look beyond that, just at the movie, it is a wonderful movie, and it's good that it's doing well, in spite of Tim Ballard, who tells sort of a wild yarn.
Well, when you have, you know, it's about storytelling, and the story is very effective, and I believe for a time such as this, because it is opening the eyes of many, particularly here in America, to realize that America, disgustingly, is the number one purveyor of child sex trafficking, Ben.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of films anti-trafficking, and when I give a class, when I have people speak, there's a lot of people who have made major films, I mean, really big films, who come and say, well, my film on trafficking didn't make money, et cetera. And the biggest film on trafficking, of course, was the movie Taken, which did just an incredible amount. So what makes this movie work, it's an action-adventure film. People go to movies for excitement, for adventure, for jeopardy.
Right, exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. It's always an honor to have you with us, Dr. Ted Baer, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Ted, where can they go for more information?
Go to movieguide.org. That's movieguide.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm